and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on High End True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online highandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. High End True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
It's now time for a look at your sports on this Friday. I'm Jared Sluppy. Sports in Kansas has announced their Coach of the Year honors for all classifications. Starting off with Class 2A, it was Nemaha Central's Michael Glatzik winning the award after winning the state title and going 13-0 for the second consecutive season. Also, Nemaha Central defensive coordinator Mark Mayberry was named the Small Classes Assistant of the Year. The defense posted 8 straight shutouts from Week 2 to Week 9. Axel's Eric Detweiler earned the 8-man D2 award for the third straight year after leading the Eagles to their third straight title. Axel also has the longest active winning streak in the state of Kansas at 39 games. All state teams and more will be announced later this weekend, and a complete list of the coaches of the year can be found on our website, mscsports.net. Our first full slate of high school basketball begins tonight. We start off with our games that will be on our airwaves. Starting things off with KARE 93.7 FM as Atchison is at Rossville. On 92.1 FM, KMZA, Nemaha Central is at Centralia. On 103.9 FM, KNZA, Jackson Heights will be taking on Royal Valley. That game will also be on the Cobra Channel. On the Sabetha Channel, the Blue Jays are at Marysville. On the Holton Channel, the Wildcats will be hosting Burlington. And then after all of those games conclude, be sure to stay tuned for our Community National Bank High School Basketball Scoreboard Show, Jake and Boz. Other games going on in our area, starting off with the Big 7. Silver Lake is at Jefferson West, and Troy is at Riverside. In the Twin Valley League, Valley Heights will be hosting Raleigh County. Hanover hosts Thayer Central. Frankfort is at Pawnee City. Donovan West is at Axtell. And Clifton Clyde welcomes in Sacred Heart. And in the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS will be hosting Moorhill Mount Academy. Horton is at McLouth. Jefferson County North will be at Pleasant Ridge, and Oskaloosa travels to Valley Falls. And we got some wrestling as well today. Holton will be at Spring Hill, ACCHS travels to Fort Scott, and the Nemaha Central girls are at Olathe West. And some more wrestling tomorrow morning with Riley County hosting an invite. Perry of the Compton will be there, so will Marysville. The Sabetha boys are at Wamego, and the Sabetha girls will be at Rock Creek. The Riverside girls will also be at Rock Creek. McLouth and Oskaloosa girls will be in Emporia tomorrow morning as well. If you want to see the full schedule, be sure to check out our website, mscsports.net. Big time game for number 5 KU tonight as they host number 4 UConn. That matchup will be at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. As for the K-State men's basketball team, they'll be welcoming in North Alabama coming up on Saturday. That one will be at 1 o'clock. That game will be on 103.9 FM KNZA and on 92.1 FM KMZA. Our pregame coverage will begin at noon. The Kansas City Chiefs' pursuit for the top seat in the AFC continues on Sunday as they're on the road at the Green Bay Packers. Kickoff will be at 7:15, and our pregame coverage will be hitting the airwaves at 6 o'clock on 92.1 FM KMZA. And in college football, we got a pair of conference championship games tonight. Starting off with the Pac-12 championship, that one will be at 7 o'clock on ABC. Number 5 Oregon and number 3 Washington battle for a spot in the college football playoff. And an hour before that one begins on CBSSN, number 24 Liberty hopes to continue a perfect season as they take on New Mexico State in the Conference USA championship. With a look at your sports, I'm Jared Sluppy for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize and save hundreds on your car insurance. But what to buy with those savings? Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in Wash Fenty.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
That lately there ain't no escaping, that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today the tears ain't gonna hit the floor, cause the boat's in the bay and it's calling my name. So I'm headed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, air's too cold to be thinking about.
Baby, I held on for my life. know it's gonna be okay, as long as I've got you right here with me. Whatever our crazy heart might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where we wanna be.
Sports.net.
I'm feeling it. Top tops popping, flip flops flopping, drop tops dropping down. Ray-Bans raying, waves are waving, ladies are laying out. Feeling it. iPods rocking, sunblock blocking, igloos stocking up.
Yeah.
Cutoffs are cutting, worry about nothing but putting something in my cup. And I can't find nothing wrong with nothing that's going on. It's making me wanna sing a song that goes like this. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Kick back, relax, get chilling. Head to the water, jump into paradise. And I can't find nothing wrong with nothing that's going on. It's making me wanna sing a song that goes like this. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Kick back, relax, keep chilling. I'm feeling it. As it can get. Lip gloss, gloss, and no more talking. Baby, giving me a kiss.
Feeling
it. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Get back, relax, get chilling. I'm feeling it. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like digging that summertime, digging in the sand, getting tan with your hand in my hand. I'm feeling it.
Pop,
iPod rocking, flip flop.
get over me. My heart's still hurting, but what's killing me? She's alright already, and I'm just a memory. There I stood with flowers in hand, hoping to dry her tears. She walked out that door with him, grinning from ear to ear. She's alright already, she's back on her feet. It didn't take her long to get over me. My heart's still hurting, what's killing me? She's alright already, and I'm just a memory. Never be anyone else, no one could fill my shoes. Now she's using that same old line, leveled up to someone new. She's alright already, she's back on the beat. It didn't take her long to get over me. My heart's still hurting, what's killing me? She's alright already, and I'm just a memory. She's alright already, and I'm just a memory.
Casino White Cloud, Casino White Cloud.
It's our biggest month of the year, giving away over 100 grand in cash and prizes. Hi, it's Jolene. It starts Saturday with cash drawings to win $1,000 each hour from 8 p.m. to midnight. At 1 a.m., you could win $1,500 cash. And our anniversary celebration is Friday the 15th. Learn more at CasinoWhiteCloud.org.
Casino White Cloud, Casino White Cloud. Everyone's a winner at Casino White Cloud.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. Come on, let's be honest. Everybody thinks about how their trees need to be trimmed. Or maybe that tree you're worried is going to fall down. Before the winter snap hits too hard, make sure you have Truax Tree Service come out and inspect. Right now, for a limited time, there's a Christmas special for Truax Tree Service. Stephen Herter and his crew are looking to help you out this holiday season. Get 25% off your service for a limited time. Let's just say Stephen's in the holiday spirit, wanting to give you a discount, so you need to give him a call. 785-236-7651. Give him a call today while he's still in the holiday spirit before he turns into the Grinch.
Toothache got you down? Not looking forward to going to the dentist? At Sabetha Dental, they understand your dilemma. It's not easy to trust your dental care to just anyone. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer provide a professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff so that you can feel comfortable knowing you'll get the best care possible and feel comfortable during your visit. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Now taking appointments 5 days a week with single and family memberships available. See Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabetha Dental.
It's time for the St. James Consignment Auction, Saturday, December 2nd at 9:30 at the St. James Hall at 5th and Iowa Street in Wetmore. Breakfast will be served from 7 until 10:30 and then lunch until the end of the sale by the St. James Altar Society. The auction starts at 9:30 in the morning with online sales starting at 11:30 a.m. Currently, over 100 items up for auction at this sale, including cars, trucks, trailers, tractors, combines, skid loaders, trailers, and farm equipment. The St. James Consignment Auction begins this Saturday, December 2nd at 9:30 at the St. James Hall in Wetmore.
There's a gift card blowout. Today through Sunday at Baumgart's. All this weekend, get $30 gift cards for just $25. You heard that right. $30 gift cards for only $25. good on anything in the store, everyone will find great gifts galore. Family owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need when you need it at Farm Guard.
Santa is coming to Seneca Variety this Saturday, December 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Shop and receive seasonal savings at Seneca Variety. Bring your own camera and take pictures with Santa Claus. And bring some extra cash to offer a free will donation to Coins for a Cause and help a family in need. Seneca Variety is also the Candyland Holiday Hotspot all day on Saturday. Stop in and sign up for your chance to win a $1,000 shopping spree. Be sure you stop in this Saturday to Seneca Variety at 425 Main in Seneca.
Here is another Candyland Community Calendar item powered by JBN Telephone Company.
The Albany Historical Society invites you to a Victorian Christmas Bazaar with Christmas crafts and gifts, baked goods, and Yuletide fun on Saturday, December 2nd from 1 to 5 at the Albany Museum. Proceeds from this event will help to fund the Albany Museum improvements. That's Saturday, December 2nd from 1 to 5, a Victorian Christmas Bazaar at the Albany Museum north of Sabetha.
Here's your Candyland Radio listening area forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 20. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 40 tomorrow, overcast. Overcast again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 25. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 46. 49 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Hit country music.
And a dash of the classic.
Candyland Radio.
Well, I ain't gonna work today. Just wanna sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock. Kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine. Bonfire in summertime. Back porch night to South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girl struggling over a little line. Cause everybody's out in a world all crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I thank maybe. Turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beer and sunshine. Gonna call my girl and say, let's get our friends and hit the lake. Grab a boat and get to floating. A little buzz and a little toasted. We're gonna hang and have a little fun now. Flying high like we'll never come down. We're gonna go until we run out. A beer and sunshine. A bonfire in summertime. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me. My girl's talking up a little louder. Cause everybody's down in a world gone crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I thank maybe. Turn on the good times, turn off your TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beer and sunshine. Oh, a beer and sunshine. Oh, beer and sunshine. Bonfires in summertime. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girl striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down in the world gone crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I thank maybe. Turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine.
All
all projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree.
And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the net, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
The Panthers will be hosting Nemaha Central here in just a little bit. Still have the junior varsity game going on, about 8 seconds left. It is a close one. It's 42-39, the boys' junior varsity, with Centralia up by three. But we are waiting for the varsity girls' game. These two teams met last year at this time of the season, first game of the regular season. And just like last year, this year, for the boys, the Nemaha Central Thunder are only going to have a few days of practice before this opening game. But as for the girls, these two teams have had plenty of time to get ready for this one. And last year, as for that meeting, it was a 54-37 win for Nemaha Central. Centralia and Nemaha Central have now met up for six consecutive seasons, including this year. And Nemaha Central has won four of the previous five matchups, with Centralia's lone win being a couple years ago in 2021. Well, the Thunder allowed just 8 points in that game in the second quarter, and it was all about the defense for the Panthers, or excuse me, beg your pardon, for the Thunder in that one. And in that win for the Thunder, Addie Holthouse, the second team All-State selection, she had 16 points in the victory. Ella Larkin, also a phenomenal player, she had 15. Reagan Garrity also had 12. And a deep three, 8 seconds left. Definitely could have taken a better shot than that, as talking about the junior varsity game. Goes out of bounds with 2 seconds left. Nemaha Central will have one last go at this. But as for Centralia, Owen Dieters had 19 points and Jaden Wells had 11. Two play-by-play for this final play here against 42-39. Centralia with the lead, inbound for Nemaha Central at the buzzer to tie. And they're going to wave it off. It's no good, and that is it. Centralia University wins 42-39. Getting back to the girls' game coming up here in just a little bit, talking about these two teams. Nemaha Central, a year ago, 20-3, a very solid season for the Thunder, but, of course, they're not quite able to get back to state. They were just barely bounced in a sub-state championship. 46-41 was the final against a really good Riley County Falcons team, and that ended their season. But they did win their sixth consecutive Big Seven title. They went 13-1. And they bring back three really talented starters. They lose their top two scorers, but they bring back three starters, that being Reagan Garrity, Cammy Dollinghouse and Callie Honeyman, all of which are juniors. So they'll not only have them for this year, but they'll have them for next year as well. They combined, the three starters combined last year for 16.5 points per game. Reagan Garrity was a all-Big 7 honorable mention, averaging 7 points and 4.5 rebounds per contest. Let's go ahead and step aside. We'll go ahead and have interviews with both of our coaches, and then we'll talk about Centralia, how they did last year as well, have the national anthem, and tip-off coming up here from Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home,
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm now joined by Nemaha Central girls' head basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen. And coach, you guys went 20-3 last year. A pretty solid season overall, but of course, unfortunately, falling in the sub-state championship, not able to quite get to state this past year. Overall, what were your biggest takeaways from this past 2022-2023 basketball season?
Yeah, you know, we had a very successful year. Anytime, you know, you win 20 games, you're doing something right. Obviously, we fell a little short in the end, because we thought we were the better team, that night in sub-state, but sometimes, better team doesn't win. But, you know, overall, winning the league for, I think, the sixth time in a row, is pretty special and difficult to do. And I think girls understand how difficult that is and take pride in doing that. So, a very successful year, and, we're ready to kind of keep the ball rolling this year.
And coach, you told me before this that you guys had your jamboree on Tuesday. What were some things you kind of learned about your team in those games that you played earlier in the week?
Yeah, we found some spots, obviously, that we need to work on and practice, spend a little more time and emphasis on. So that was good. It was good to go up against someone other than ourselves, and we could beat on someone else, and they could obviously beat on us. So a lot of stuff we have to improve on, but also some good that we got out of it. So it's, kind of give and take with both there going forward.
Yeah, kind of talking about some of the things you can work on, what are some of the glaring issues that really jumped out off the page?
Yeah, I think defensively, just communication. You know, we're early in the season, and, you know, ball screens were one thing that gave us some fits. And obviously we haven't worked a lot on ball screens this early in the season, but that's something we need to, continue to work on and pride ourselves on. And also just keeping the ball out of the paint, taking pride in playing good man-to-man defense and keeping that ball out of the paint as much as we can.
And obviously, you guys definitely going to be missing Addie Holthouse, who was second-team All-State last year. But who are some of the players that you're hoping to kind of step up in a big way this year?
You know, we got two seniors that are going to give us minutes this year that are really good leaders, great girls as well. And then we got a bunch of juniors that we're relying on. Three of them are starters that are back at Callie Honeyman. He's really athletic. He's going to do a lot of nice things for us this year. Reagan Garrity is going to be a really good post player for us. Going to have to look to score the ball a lot more for us and kind of dominate the paint. And then Cammy Dollinghouse is back to run the point for us. So she does a really good job, and I feel she's one of the better point guards in the league. She can really finish at the rim and control everything. So building around those three should be really fun.
So, Coach, you guys start off the regular season with the game at Centralia, and this is going to be a pretty tough matchup. Centralia had a solid year last year, unable to get to the state themselves, but they are bringing back a lot of talent. You guys played them at the very beginning of last year as well. What are some things that you remember from that game that you're hoping to possibly take into account for this game?
Yeah, you know, we're both kind of different teams. This year, obviously, they lost some girls, some seniors and stuff, as did we, but I know one thing with Centralia, they have Owen Dieters on the floor. She's one of the best players we're going to see all year. So it'll be, you know, an emphasis that we need to try to slow her down. But also we can't focus so much on her where we let their other girls who are capable of scoring kind of go off. So it's a it's a bit of a mix there, but we really got to focus on Owens, and she does everything so well for them. Controls the tempo, you know, can really shoot it, and defensively, the girl's just a competitor. So, fun to go up against a girl like that, but also a team like Centralia who prides themselves just the same way as we do.
Here at Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen before their season begins on Friday, but kind of want to get your thoughts on how your guys' schedule has broken down. Of course, it's the same as last year, but flipping the locations for the most part, and you guys have your guys' tournament coming up in mid-January, but before that, you guys have just two non-league games before you get right into league play. Your thoughts on how all of that kind of unfolded?
Yeah, it's, you know, we get Centralia and St. Mary's right out of the gate, so two really quality out-of-conference opponents that we're going to need to be ready for. St. Mary's is going to be much improved over last year. I think they bring everybody back, and they have a lot of girls who have put a time into basketball, so that'll be a great matchup for us. And then you get into league play, and you know, our league is one of the best 2A, 3A, 4A leagues in the state, so we got to come ready every single night, and we know we got a huge target on our back. Other schools, it's kind of their Super Bowl when they play us, and we take pride in that as something we've built up to, and we take, like I said, pride in that every single time. We're getting everybody's best shot, but they're getting ours as well. So it's fun, fun ride, and something we're looking forward to here the last year of the Big Seven.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Appreciate it, and best of luck in your season opener.
All right, Jared, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen. And coming up next, we'll talk to Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson. And then tip off coming up here in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Pleased to be joined by Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson, ahead of their upcoming matchup against Nemaha Central. And coach, last year you guys went 14-10, falling in the sub-state championship to a very good Donovan West team. Just your overall thoughts on how the season progressed. Of course, you guys graduated a lot of seniors before coming into last season. But as for your expectations, did you guys meet those? Did you fall under them or over exceed them? We'd just love to get a brief recap of your season last year.
Oh, I think at times we were better than I thought we might be. You know, we had Owen got sick there and missed an entire week, and I really think it was a sub-state tournament before she really got back into playing well again. So I don't know that I'd say we were under. We just, you know, we struggled to stay healthy at times. We played a lot of younger girls. We only had three seniors and one junior, so we had some younger girls that played quite a bit, and it was just kind of a learning experience at times.
Coach, last year there were a lot of games where you would fall behind early, and Owen Dieters would have to shoot some really tough jumpers to try to get the team's offense going. So how important is it to get out to quick starts, be able to maintain that success through the rest of the game, and have the offensive production more evenly distributed this season?
Well, I think it starts with, you know, last year you're right, we at times we struggled to find some offense, and Owen had to do more than she really needed to, and then force some things trying to do more than you know, just trying to get us going again. And I think, you know, we focused some already this year on other girls have got to be willing to shoot the basketball. You know, I told the girls, I remember Coach Tennell one year, I heard him tell some kids that a bad shot's better than a good turnover because there's no such thing as a good turnover. And we've, you know, we kind of went with that philosophy. Some girls have got to shoot the basketball and find a way to take some pressure off of Owen from feeling like she's got to do more. You know, and I think we gained some experience off last year. I think we've got that ability this year. We'll just see how it all comes together.
And coach, who are some of those players that you're hoping take some huge leaps and strides on the offensive side of the ball?
Oh, on the offensive side, I mean, I think Tori Kuckelman, she's our one senior, you know, and when she's on, she's on, and she just, we need a little more consistency out of her times. You know, there were nights she'd go four or five from the 3-point line, and then the following night she may be 1 of 4, you know, just a little more consistency out of her. And Tatum Kramer's going to have to shoot the ball more. Cora Thompson's going to have to, you know, around the basket. Her and Isabel Haverkamp both are going to have to be able to finish. We've got some freshmen that I think give us more scoring options. You know, Josie Haverkamp's a big freshman, a tall freshman that would be good around the basket. Hayden Kramer and Keelan Rimpey both can shoot the basketball. I think, you know, so we get a little more consistency there. Tava Gibbs is another freshman that, you know, didn't play last year as an eighth grader. She had some back problems, but she's gotten into the swing of things, and she's got some hype to her. So, you know, I think offensively we'll be better from the standpoint of we've got more size than we've had in the past couple of years. And hopefully, like you said, we can take some of that pressure off of Owen. Owen can, I don't want to say set back, but Owen can pick and choose a little more of where she wants to take those shots and where from the floor, you know, and what she wants to do.
Here with Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson. And coach, the volleyball team was able to best Donovan West in the sub-state championship this year. What are some things that this team is going to have to do to try to possibly best them in the sub-state championship in basketball this year?
Like I said, I think last year, you know, we got beat by 5. The girls competed, you know, in all honesty, we had an open look with, I think, a minute 15 left in the ball game, a 3 that would have tied the game, and we missed and had to foul, and they made a couple of free throws, you know. But I think for us, it's finding some consistency at both ends of the floor, you know, being able, we've got the size to rebound people, box people out, but we've got more speed and more shooters this year, you know, get out, run the floor. You know, we've been working on catching that basketball, knowing that with the opportunity, you're ready to shoot the basketball. So I think for us, you know, D West, really anybody we play, I think our ability to score or more options to score on the floor is going to be better this year. And we've just got to be more consistent with doing that.
So, Coach, of course, Nemaha Central comes into town coming up. What are some things that you're going to have to do to try to slow them down? Because this is a very good team that did a lot of really good things last year.
You know, I mean, again, I feel like we're always talking about somebody else's size compared to us. You know, they've got the Garrity girl, and they've got some size in there. And I think for us is we're going to have to be aggressive. We're going to have to take some chances here and there. You know, we've got, like you said, 4 or 5 freshmen that I think can play some minutes and give girls a breather. So when they're on the floor, you know, last year we weren't real deep. I felt like at times we tried to catch our breath in places, and this year we don't need to do that. We need to get out and press things, you know, both ends of the floor, as far as getting up and down and running the floor and trying to wear people out and just being more aggressive.
Should be a good game. And, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Look forward to broadcasting that one coming up.
Sounds good.
That was Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson. Be sure to stay tuned. Tip-off is coming up next here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at onehbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
About to get this one underway between Nemaha Central and Centralia. According to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, as for the Thunder, they are ranked number 4 in Class 3A coming into the season. There were some adjustments throughout the rankings leading up to this week, but Nemaha Central sitting at number 4, and as for Centralia, They are number 9 in the state. This is a Centralia team that went 14-10 last year, as mentioned during the interview. They lost in the sub-state championship to Donovan West, 44-39, and we just found out a couple hours ago that Donovan West is going to be hosting the sub-state tournament this year with Centralia. We'll get into the details of that coming up in just a bit. As for the Twin Valley League, they finished 6th in the league at 6-6. Definitely rare for them to finish that low, and they lose just 2 seniors. So they bring back a lot of talent. Owen Dieters, of course, one of the best players in the entire state, 15.4 field goal attempts per game and 17.4 points per game. Would love to get that efficiency up this season with some better play around her this year. Shooting 31% from beyond the arc, a little over 3 assists, and just a little under 3 rebounds per game. And as for Tori Kuckelman, she is hoping for a monster year as well, trying to catapult to the top of the league in terms of offensive efficiency. She averaged 4.1 three-point attempts per game, but just 4.2 points per game. She'd love to get that going this year. They really need her to get going early and often. As for the post, Hayden Kramer can kind of fill that role in stock. We're going to get this one underway here in just a little bit. Nemaha Central is wearing their purple jerseys and purple shorts with the blue, the light blue, and the white kind of coming down the sides. As for Centralia, they have their home white with the black letters and numbers with some orange accents to make the letters and numbers kind of pop. Well, we're about to get this one underway. We'll have starters coming up here in just a little bit as we have our national anthem coming up here in a matter of seconds. It's number 4 through in class 3.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinentruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
FM, KMZA.
Well, here we go, getting this one underway. Centralia and Nemaha Central here from Centralia. And there is a tip And we are underway. Let's take up the starters as Nemaha Central wins the tip. We have Callie Honeyman, number three, mentioned her earlier, as well as Zoe Sudbeck, Anna Hermish, Cammie Dollinghouse, and Reagan Garrity. Top of the key, Dollinghouse passes the far side. Cutting in the paint down low is Dollinghouse, driving left side and stopping as Honeyman retreats to the perimeter. While down low, deflected and swatted, stolen away. Nice defensive play by Aberkamp. Here come the Panthers, driving right side. Tatum Kramer stops at the short corner. Panthers. Take a look at the Panthers starting five. You have Tatum Kramer, Torrey Kuckelman, Isabel Haverkamp, Owen Dieters, and Cora Thompson. What a big-time freshman season that Cora Thompson had a year ago. Here's a inbound to her. Short side elbow. Three ball from Dieters. Near side wing is here. And Owen Dieters with the first field goal of the season for the Panthers. Love to get her going early and often. Nice pass to he scores the first basket of the Nemaha Central season. 3-2, 1 minute gone. Opening quarter here in Centralia. Far side wing. And Thompson has it. High post catch. Back to the basket for Isabel Haverkamp. Gives it to Cutting Dieters. Cutting to the near side. Wing drives baseline side to short corner, and she's pushed and fouled. And that one will go against Callie Honeyman. First personal, first team. Dieters the inbounder, lobs it to her teammate Kramer, and she has to almost retreat to half court to retrieve it. Hand it back to Dieters, from the near side wing, dribbles to the top of the key. Stops, gives it back. Kramer pivots, drives far side, underneath the basket, in trouble, going up against Dollinghouse, throwing a reverse layup, and she's fouled. And two free throws are coming. And that one goes against Dollinghouse. So two quick fouls. And free throws coming up for Tatum Kramer. First one on the way is good. One more try. They'll score 4-2. Centralia with an early lead. 6:36 to go, first quarter. What a great crowd we have here in Centralia as that one rattles off the left side and out. Trying to push the pace. Far side wing with it is Callie Honeyman. Pass inside, looking for Garrity. And it goes out of bounds. Deflected by Torrey Kuckelman, getting a piece of that one. Centralia off to a nice start defensively. Here's a lob to Garrity, and deflected, but into the hands of the Nemaha Central 4, pass down low, and going up and getting fouled. But back to the junior, we'll get a couple free throws here. And that one will go against Owen Dieters, and that's something that was a little bit of an issue for the superstar guard last year, and her freshman year as well. Fouls a lot. She's very aggressive on defense, jumping in the passing lanes. First free throw, no good. Hit the right side of the rim, fell to the left side. You love the aggressiveness of Dieters, but you can't. They're averaging 15 points a game. Just have to find that comfort zone. The right spot. And she goes 0-for-2, but an offensive rebound by Callie. Defended by Kuckelman. Cutting nice down low. And she has 4 points, and we are tied 4-4. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Dieters brings it up, looking for a backdoor cutter. She has just deflected out of bounds. Centralia basketball. First substitution of her ball game brings Hayden Kramer into the contest, a freshman for the Panthers, and the Thunder will have their own substitution as Hallie Holdhouse checks in, the junior. Dieters the inbounder. Looking for someone to get open. Pass deflected, and we'll do that inbound once again, but this time from the corner. The defense from both sides here early. A couple of fouls from Nemaha Central, one from Centralia. Inbound. into the hands of Hayden Kramer, and she lost out of bounds. That's the first turnover game for the Panthers. .550 to go, opening quarter. A little bit of a half-court press from Centralia. Get it into the corner. Pass it low to Gary. And nice job covering. They're saying it's all good. Keep shooting. She got hit as she was coming down by a Thunder player. Didn't tell you who that was. Missed it. I think that might have been Kelly Hunneman trying to box her out, but she got away with possibly a foul on that play. Then around the perimeter, Nemaha Central, far side wing, Anna Hermish with it. Top of the key, catch for Cam Dollinghouse. Near side, Hallie Holthouse. Top of the key, Hermish. Now far side for Dollinghouse. There's Centralia. Works on a man-to-man here. Drive right side into the lane. Nice cut for Callie Hunneman. Misses the layup, though. Truce gets her on this. Second try. That one is good. Nemaha Central up now 6-4. 4:48 left to go here in this first quarter. Definitely a lot more evenly matched than last year's contest, which was a 17-point win for the Thunder. Drive baseline, getting around a defender. Jesse Haberkamp checks in for Centralia, and in for Nemaha Central. Those Sudbeck checks back in. Out for the Panthers is Isabel Haberkamp, and out for Nemaha Central is Raiden Garrity. Peters inbounder from the far side block. Nemaha Central did a good job so far today defending the inbound. Driving from side to side is Kramer. She lost it out of bounds. And I believe had some fans go in the way there. Couldn't quite see who that was out on against, but it'll stay with Centralia. 4.5 to go, still 6-4, Thunder. Bounce pass goes into Josie Haberkamp, and gets back to Dieters, and lost it out of bounds. Another turnover for the Panthers. They did a good job in the first couple minutes with protecting the ball, but now they've surrendered a few possessions away via the turnover. Dollinghouse brings it up, far side wing, crosses over, left hand, gets by a defender. Kate Markowski checking in for the first time this evening for Nemaha Central, the senior. And she will check in for Anna Hermish, another senior. Peters, the inbounder, lob it in to Kramer. Made a nice cut, but she's surrounded by a trio of Thunder. And it goes out of bounds on the shot that was, I believe, deflected, but last touch is what they're going to say by Tatum Kramer. Both defenses continuing to hold. Halfway through this first quarter, still 6-4. Half-court press once again brought on by Centralia. Almost a trap. Gives up her dribble. Barkowski with it. Now far side wing for Hallie Holthouse. Dollinghouse gives it right back to Holthouse. Far side wing. Cutting across the middle and into the lane is Honeyman. Giving it up, though, to Cammie Dollinghouse, who drives. Now gives it up from the near side short corner to the top of the key. Far side three ball is maybe partially deflected off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound by Zoe Sudbeck. She gives it up, throws it off of Panther. Three and a half now left to go, first quarter. Thunder looking for their first multi-possession lead of this game. Staying in the lane, nice. No look, pass, shot. Here's something. And Tori Kuckelman checks back in for the Panthers. She'll check into Josie Haberkamp, who's frustrated with herself after that turnover. 3:15 now to go, first quarter. Full court pass up ahead above the press is successful to Barkowski. Bounce pass. That's the defender driving his Huntman. Kicks it out. Danny Dong. And it's 8-0 run for the Thunder. Free throw on the way is good. First free throw make of the game for Nemaha Central. I'm not quite sure that foul was called against. As here's a pass inside, shot up off the glass, no good for Kuckelman. Tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with the Panthers. 2:57 to go. Peters the inbounder. Into Kramer, far side corner, dribbles to the middle. Crossover dribble back to the outside. Gives up a dribble from about 15 feet away, now gives it up. Driving middle, getting around the defender. Let's score Thompson. Hallie Holdhouse commits her first, team's third. Emma Hirsch checks in. Here's an inbound that's turned over. With the turnover. Lob down low for Garrity. And ripped away by... Who's caught. And it's going to be a jump ball. Nice hustle play by the sophomore. Emma Hirsch is the lone freshman on this Nemaha Central squad. On the varsity, that is. 11-4, Nemaha Central lead. Peters blowing by her defender. And a big-time drought ends with an and-one for Owen Dieters. She now has 5 points, 6 points. So she will exit. Back in the game for the Thunder is Anna Hirsch. Both Hirsch girls in the game for Nemaha Central. Free throw on the way for Dieters is pure. One of the best free throw shooters in the TVL. Team is 2-for-3 from the free throw line this first quarter. It's 11-7. Spreading out. The Centralia Zone D is the Nemaha Central offense. Top of the key, Emma Hirsch drives to the far side, gives up, pass deflected, and stolen away by Hayden Kramer. She's playing excellent defense and rebounding. Here come the Panthers on a little bit of a run with 2:07 to go in the first quarter. And that makes it the fifth foul on a team, so it's 2 free throws. This is a rule here in Keisha. First free throw on the way is no good off the right side. Rare miss from Dieters. That is not a jinx on me. I said that after she made her first free throw, to be fair. Dieters still with one more opportunity to make this a one-possession game. Dieters pointing out Hallie Holdhouse. Second free throw is no good as well. She goes 0-for-2. So it stays 11-7 in the game for Centralia is Tava Gibbs. Pass is intercepted, stolen away by Isabel Haberkamp. Back going the other way. Tori Kuckelman wide open for three. That one's short. Gets rebounded. Gets her on this. Split back. That one's no good. Rebound by Gibbs. And out of bounds, it'll go to the Thunder. Gibbs. A freshman for Centralia. About 45 left here in this first quarter, still 11-7 in favor of the Thunder. Getting on the road, a nice blow by. Peters brings it up. Pass to Gibbs. Now top of the key for Haberkamp. Bounce pass, high post catch. Peters gets by a defender. Nice pass. First field goal make of the basketball career of Tava Gibbs. Far side wing catch by Emma Hirsch. Gives it up. Amy Dollinghouse calls out the play. Near side wing catch by Anna Hirsch with 1 minute to go. Hallie Holdhouse, top of the key, defended by Dieters. Double dribbles, calls out a new play. And Centralia going man-to-man now, looks like. Near side wing catch for Cammy Dollinghouse. Now top of the key, driving right by. Nice bump. And shove, a nice look down low. They want to go for the last shot to head coach Haddon Hilton. 15-9, Nemaha Central with the lead. 18 seconds left to go. Nice little run here for the Thunder. Far side catch, Emma Hermish from the wing. Top of the key, Hallie Holdhouse on your side. Anna Hermish. 5 seconds. Top of the key, head fake. One dribble, pull up 15-footer. That one off the left side, no good. And that shot is not going to count for Emma Hermish. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. 15-9, Nemaha. Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
15-9, our score after one quarter. High school basketball season opener. Both teams trying to get off to a solid start. Nemaha Central, number 4 in Class 3A. Centralia at number 9 in 1A1. Panthers, beg your pardon, the Thunder will start with the first possession. Here's Cammy Dollinghouse, pass to the top of the key for Emma Hermit. She fires away at front. Cammy Dollinghouse with it, top of the key, pass far side wing to Bartkowski. Gives it right back to Mackey. Drives left side, stops from the block and retreats. Picks it out. Here Dollinghouse surveys. Bartkowski now back to Mackey, near side wing. Top of the key, driving right side, Bartkowski. She gets bumped, now kicks it out of there to Mackey once again. Cross court pass, near side. Gives it right back out to Dollinghouse, 1 minute gone in the second quarter, 18-9, Nemaha Central. Trying to find a chink in the armor here of the Central defense. Driving the left side in the lane. Shut up off the glass. Too short. And a rebound goes to Josie Haber, Campus Centralia. Have that pass to Kramer. Kramer drives right side. No Owen Dieters on the court for Centralia. Trying to find some offense elsewhere. Logged in. For Hayden Kramer. Fouls reset every single quarter. 5 is a double bonus. Here's the inbound. Gibbs right back to Dieters from the near side corner. Fires away a contested 3. Go! Jade Mackey has... Far side wing catch for Emma Hermish. High post catch. For Zoe Sudbeck back in the game, back out to Mackey, top of the key. Cross-court pass, far side to Dollinghouse. She surveys, pass to cutting Mackey. Far side, short corner, one dribble, backwards, kicks it out. Hermish, back to Dollinghouse, calls out the play. And timeout's called by Coach Hilton of Nemaha Central. 18-12.
Z. This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
KMZA.
18-12 is our score here in quarter number two. 6:05 remaining. Both teams with a three-pointer in this second quarter. One from Owen Dieters for Centralia. One for Emma Hermish of Nemaha Central. Thunder with the basketball, up by two possessions. Trying to make it three here. Centralia back in the zone. They've kind of been flipping between a man and his zone here so far. Top of the key catch for Barkowski. Dribbling to the right side. Now gets it out of there. Emma Hermish. Crossboard pass far side, Barkowski after Allie Holdhouse had it for a brief second. High post catch now for Zoe Sudbeck. Thought about driving, now gets it to the near side wing. Again, just moving it around the perimeter, trying to find an opening in this zone. Trellia not really getting up in the passing lane, allowing Nemaha Central plenty of time. They have been killing a lot of time here in this game so far. Here's a pass inside, far side blocker Sudbeck fading away. Got about four bounces off the rim, but... And Sudbeck with 4 points in the first quarter. Nice pass down low to Gibbs. And Gibbs. Big time response for the Panthers trying to keep this thing tight. Reagan Garrity checking in. For Nemaha Central. She'll come in for Zoe Sudbeck, and now Callie Honeyman will check in. She has two fouls. She'll check in for Emma Hermish. So Gibbs will go ahead and try to finish off this and one here. Make it a touchdown deficit, as that one is no good. I beg your pardon, that would have made it a 5-point deficit, but either way, it's no good. It's 20-14. Far side, drive by Honeyman. She gets it out of there. And a whistle and a travel against Jade Mackey. Trellia will get the ball out of the turnover. Chance to make this a one possession deficit. Corey Kuckelman checking back in. So is Hayden Kramer. And also Isabel Haberkamp. You have Gibbs, Dieters, Kuckelman, Kramer, and Haberkamp in for the Panthers. 5 minutes even now left in this second quarter. 20-14, Nemaha Central leading on the road. Gibbs, top of the key catch. Near side corner, thought about the three is Kuckelman. She'll drive middle, I'll kick it out of there. Haberkamp surveys, tries to hand off to Dieters with nice defense. And possession arrow favors the Panthers. The battle here in front of a full house. That's almost stolen away again by Dollinghouse, trying to get it to Dieters. Was Kuckelman. Near side corner, Gibbs with it. Nemaha Central, man-to-man. Face guarding Dieters is Cammy Dollinghouse. This is Kramer with it, pass to the near side short corner. Gibbs drives and kicks. Kuckelman goes middle, kicks it out, hands it. Kramer will hand it off to Dieters. He'll drive to the right side, now get it out of there. So reverse course and go again. What's a triple team, but can't get the shot to go. Reagan Garrity among players that deflected that one. Outlet pass ahead, Nemaha Central working quickly. Trying to expand their lead to a three-possession lead. It's 20-14 still. 4:05 left to go as we approach the halfway point of this second quarter. Pulling up 15-footer. Houston Trip. Emma Hermish back into the game. She'll come in for her sister. Another opportunity for the Panthers to possibly make it a one-possession deficit here. Head coach Dusty Thompson calling out the play here for Dieters. Who brings it up. Gets a screen from Gibbs. Goes to her right. Lost it for a split second and gets it back. Corner near side for Haberkamp. And lazily having the ball over her head deflected out of there by Garrity. She gets it back. Kicks out to Kramer. Drives left side. In the lane. Layup. Go on. Second team foul of the quarter. Seventh of the ball game. Gibbs will exit. Tatum Kramer back in for Centralia. Dieters, the inbounder. Give it to Kramer. Hand it off, Dieters. From the near side corner, dribbles to the wing. Steps back, hands it off. Kramer from the wing. Drives baseline, defended well by Honeyman. He drives the short corner, loses it. Picks it up underneath the basket. Outlet pass. Set. And a travel against Cammy Dollinghouse. Trying to give up. Core Thompson, the sophomore, back in for Centralia. Also for Nemaha Central, Kate Barkowski checks back in. The senior for Nemaha Central. Near side wing, Kramer getting a pass from Dieter. Stops from the near side elbow. Gets it out of there to Kuckelman. She goes middle, lob far side to Thompson. Drives middle from the corner. Stops. Not getting a friendly roll that time. Dollinghouse brings it up for Nemaha Central, up by 6. Near side wing catch for Barkowski. High post catch, Garrity. Hands it off. Driving right side, Dollinghouse. Both a reputation for fouling a lot. First time seeing Keelan Rempe today for Centralia. She is a freshman. And Callie Honeyman checking in. Once again, for Nemaha Central, she has 2 personal fouls. 6 points for Honeyman, tied for the leading scorer on the team with Zoe Sudbeck, who is not in the game as well. Honeyman with the catch, 1 foot inside, 1 outside, 3-point line. Pass is off the foot of Hermish. Nice job. Centralia. It's pointing Nemaha Central's way, but it's... Oh, no, they're going to correct it, save Nemaha Central basketball. The official pointed the wrong way. 1:53 left to go, second quarter. 22-16, Nemaha Central with the lead. Emma Hermish passed down low for Garrity. It's loose and tried to kick it out of there after getting it back, and a foul is called against Centralia, first of the quarter. And that one will go against Tatum Kramer. That is her first personal. Here's the lob to Garrity, far side elbow. Defended by Thompson, kicks it out to Dollinghouse. Far side wing, drives, gets past her defender, set up at the glass, goal. And finish by Cammy Dollinghouse, Gina. And it's 24-16. Repossession lead for the Thunder. Kramer gets by her defender briefly, gets up her dribble, allows her to get back. That was Dollinghouse defending her. Driving far side, Kuckelman, lob out far side corner. Kramer gets by her defender, drives and kicks. Set about the 3 is Rempe. She'll drive and kick. Going middle, Thompson. She'll kick out. Near side, Kramer. Good action on drives and kicks for Centralia against the man-to-man defense of Nemaha Central. Kick out far side, 3, Rempe. That's a little bit short. All sits up in the air. Honeyman pass, far side wing. Emma Hermish, top of the key. Now near side wing for Cammy Dollinghouse. Now to Jade Mackey, who checked in the game during the last stoppage of play. Top of the key catch, Dollinghouse once again. Near side Mackey. Garrity trying to get open in the paint. Cross-court pass, wing to wing. I don't think it was ready for it, but stepping back and shooting a 3 is no good for Hermish. Loose out of bounds. Tips to Centralia. Last touch by Dollinghouse. Good job by Keelan Rempe, who was there as well. Owen Dieters and Josie Abercamp checking in for Centralia. And in for Nemaha Central is Barkowski. Exiting for Centralia is Thompson and Rempe, and exiting for Nemaw Central, I believe that was in a Hermish exiting, I want to say. 26 seconds left in the quarter. 8-point deficit. Centralia trying to break into that right here in this possession. Josie Haberkamp, near side win. Stalling out that near side, deflected, nice hustle. Hayden Kramer has been all over the place for Centralia here this evening. She has 2 points, but she has been rebounding and defending very well tonight. 7.5 now left for Nemaw Central. 24-16 again our score. Scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And down by Dollinghouse, a lot. Chance for Centralia with 2 seconds, half four, three on the left.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
It is halftime. EDU. So it was a strong defensive start to this contest for both teams. It was close at the beginning. It was back and forth at the start, but then an 8-0 run for Nemaw Central put them up by a couple of possessions, and since then they've been able to kind of keep a multiple possession lead for the rest of the half, and it was 15-9 after a piece from Callie Honeyman and Zoe Sudbeck, and also 5 points from Cammy Dollinghouse. And as for Centralia, they tried to get some offense going apart from Owen Dieters, but they had a tough time. Dieters had 5 points in the first quarter and finished with 9 in the first half. But apart from her, of course, that leaves the rest of the team with just 7 points. Taba Gibbs, how about the freshman? She's been really strong so far, has a field goal in both of the quarters. Hayden Kramer has played well on defense and in rebounding, but trying to find the scoreboard for her and Tatum Kramer. Tori Kuckelman, Isabel Haberkamp, and Cora Thompson all without a field goal. So Owen Dieters is the only starter for Centralia with a field goal. here in this first half. As we take a look at the point totals for the first half, starting off with Nemaha Central. Leading the way in scoring is Callie Honeyman. She had 4 points in each of the two quarters with four total field goal makes. Zoe Sudbeck is having a solid day as well. She has 6 points, two field goal makes in the first quarter. Kimmy Dollinghouse had 5 points in the first quarter, finished with seven in the half with a free throw mixed in there. Emma Hermish, so the splits once again for each of the quarters. Nemaha Central outscored Centralia 15-9 in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, Nemaha Central outscored Centralia 11-7. Let's go ahead and take a break for another couple minutes, and we'll come back and get you ready for a score.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Centralia, halftime score 6-16 in favor of Nemaha Central, to 8 points by Callie Honeyman, 7 by Cammy Dollinghouse, and 6 by Zoe Sudbeck. Three of the starters for the Thunder, and as mentioned, Centralia starters having a tough time tonight. Not a single field goal make from the Centralia starters other than Owen Dieters. Kramer also has the only point from the Centralia starters as well. It's been a couple of the girls from the bench for Centralia that have kept them, trying to keep them in this game, with Tava Gibbs with 4 points and 2 points for Hayden Kramer. Got some halftime scores for you around our area. We have a so a favorable second half for the team in purple. And as for some trim, needs for them, well, of course, to find offense other than Owen Dieters here in this second half, and also to work quickly without mistakes as well, because come back by 10, you can't really spend a whole lot of time moving the ball around the perimeter. Here at the half, as we're ready to get this second half underway, as your halftime show today is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Both teams getting about 25 more seconds with their huddles. This is really on the court first. Dieters is on the court alongside Kramer, and as well as Kuckelman, Haberkamp, and Thompson. So their original starting five come out, and they will get the ball first with Meemaw Central still taking every single second of this halftime break to get some words in here. And it will be Anna Armitage, Reagan Garrity, Callie Honeyman, Zoe Sudbeck, and Cammy Dollinghouse in for the Thunder. Ready to get this third quarter underway, and we are back underway. Playing court. Back to the back. Isabel Haberkamp, who kicks it out to Tuckelman. Hand off to Dieters. Drives to the far side wing. Step back, three-pointer on the way. Short. And a rebound secured by Zoe Sudbeck for Meemaw Central. Dollinghouse brings it up. Far side Honeyman almost traveled with it. To Hermish for three. That one a little too strong. Offensive rebound. Honeyman puts it back up and in. I'm going to catch his shot. Extends their largest lead of the game as well. It's now 28-16. Didn't have a 10-point lead until the very end of the first half, as the pass intended for Dieters is outside of a reach, and it's a turnover. Back to the Thunder. Again, last year's meeting resulted in a 54-37 win for Meemaw Central. Keeping that up here this year. A solid lead. Hermish, near side wing. Giving up her dribble, in trouble by Dieters. Defended heavily, gives it up to Cammy Dollinghouse. Top of the key, now near side to Hermish. Posting up down low, far, rather near side, beg your pardon, is Zoe Sudbeck. Garrity, top of the key catch. Let's see here, out on the perimeter too much. Here's a nice lob, pass down low to Sudbeck. But drive near side by Kramer. She'll now reverse course, out to the corner. Try to drive again, now she'll kick it out to Kramer. She'll try a three, that one is clear. And Tori Kuckelman has the first points of the half for Centralia. It's 28-19. Honeyman traveled with it. Caught a pass from Dollinghouse and got a little excited with it. Took three steps. Panthers, once again, an opportunity to get closer. They had a lot of opportunities to get back within a possession or two in the first half, but unable to capitalize. Dieters looking near side, passes that way to Kuckelman into the corner for Cora Thompson. Back to Dieters from the wing, who's going to fire away a three after hesitating. That one a little short. She'll go middle, now reverse course, driving against Honeyman underneath the basket, reverse layup off the glass. Was thinking about passing it and took an extra step accidentally. 5:49 to go, third quarter, 28-21 Centralia. They get the ball back, chance to make this a two-possession game with a basket right here. Centralia with a quick 5-2 lead here in this third quarter. Kramer with it, far side wing, dribbles baseline, defended by Hermish, retreats to the corner, and now stops, lobs it inside. Going to work in the post is Josie Haberkamp. Shot is Simon blocked, but a rebound by Thompson. She goes up and she's fouled by Zoe Sudbeck. Her first personal, first team foul with 5:29 to go in the third quarter. Bubble free throw is coming up here for Thompson. Her first free throw attempts of this 2023-2024 season. There's that one off the right side and no good. Allie Holdhouse and Emma Hermisch checking in for Anna Hermisch and Zoe Sudbeck. Second try on the way. That one is good. One for two is Cora Thompson. Her first points of the game. It's 28-22, and now a little bit of a bump, but they're going to say that she was at. And it is the third consecutive possession for Nemaha Central where they turn the ball over. They're back within two possessions. Chance to possibly make it a one-possession game here. They outscored the Thunder 6-2 in this third quarter. It will be Kramer doing the inbounding, trying to get it to Dieters in the backcourt and do so successfully as Dollinghouse backs off. From the middle, crosses over, now crosses over again to the far side, spins into paint, has the lane shut up uncontested, and lays it in. Peters hands it off to Kramer, far side wing. Couple dribbles, now once again, crosses over. Now the far side wing, Peters gets the handoff. Head fake, between the legs dribble, drives far side from the short corner, reverse layup, no good, but she fouled. He'll get some free throws here. He's 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. Fox stops with 4:42 to go here in the third quarter. And a timeout is going to be called. And we will take it with him. 30-second break. 30-24 Nemaha Central with the lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Two-possession game here in Centralia as the Thunder of Nemaha Central lead 30-24 with 4:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Owen Dieters with a couple of free throws coming up. She's 1-for-3 from the free throw line with 11 points leading the way in scoring among both teams. First free throw on the way. No good again. Quite sure what's going on with her free throw form here to start the season. She's missed her last three now. Second one on the way. And that one is no good as well. She is 1-for-5 from the free throw line. It stays 30-24. Pressure at half court on Dollinghouse, but she gets it out of there. Locked in. I think that's going to go against Kramer. And it will be. That'll be her first personal. Team's first. 4:31 now left to go, third quarter. Chance for Nemaha Central to get a three-possession lead once again. First one on the way. That one is no good off the back iron. There is a lid on the rim right now. Only four free throw makes total out of well over 10 attempts by both teams. Yerdy with another attempt. That one is no good. Tipped by Honeyman, but into the hands of Kramer. And Kramer carried it. And a turnover, bringing the ball up. Nemaha Central gets it right back. So Nemaha Central is 1-for-4 from the free throw line. As for Centralia, they are 3-for-10. And if Centralia is a perfect 10-for-10, they're in the lead 31-30. But instead, they find themselves down 30-24 with 4:24 left to go in the third quarter. Crossover dribble. Holdhouse gives up far side for Emma Hermisch. Corner catch for Honeyman. Dribbles it once to the wing. And lobs it back to Hermisch. Drives right side against Kramer. Stops, kicks it out. Honeyman, top of the key catch. Bob Dallow, Dollinghouse. Good defense, putting her foot. She forces a turnover. court, gives it ahead to Hermes. She drives baseline side. Stopped by a double team, kick it out. Honeyman, three-pointer, contested in the corner. Keelan Renfe and Corey Thompson back in for Centralia. And Kate Barkowski checks in for Nemaha Central. Zoe Sudbeck also in as well. Gives the inbounder from the near side corner. Inbound it to Haverkamp. Goes to Haverkamp looking down low and it kicks it out. To Hayden Kramer, drive. And out of bounds to Nemaha Central. They're going to go full court press once again. 3:17 to go, third quarter. Still 30-24. Favor Nemaha Central. Bellinghaus going to bring it across half court herself on the dribble. Now she'll try to drive middle. We break the stalemate. And Kramer traveled. Drove right. And a 3-for-3 substitution for Centralia. Isabel Haver can't back in. So it was Owen Dieter. She came out momentarily. And Tori Kuckelman. More zone. Press. Dieter's backs off a little bit by Dollinghouse. Now she gives up her dribble. High pass to Honeyman. It's deflected, but finds the hands of Barkowski. Honeyman near half court. This is to Holthouse. Calls out the play from the top of the key. Hands off to Barkowski. Pass near side, whipping around the perimeter. Top of the key catch, Dollinghouse. Now going to the far side. Barkowski pass down low for Honeyman. Broken up. Roll down on the deflection by Isabel Haverkamp. Clock stops with 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Anna Hermes checks back in. She'll check in for Barkowski. Here's the inbound by Dollinghouse. Trying to find him. Cutting Honeyman. It's tipped and stolen away. Centralia after the steal from court. Step, and now a foul on the floor is called. I think that wouldn't be a Euro step. That was a pro hop. That foul will go against Hallie Holthouse. That'll be her third. Team foul number 3. Inbound, Kramer wide open for 3, far side wing. That was left short. And it's Tufte shooting long for both teams. Offensive rebound, but a pass is stolen away by... Over-anticipating the pass is Dieters. Going outside the lane, back... That one will go against Cora Thompson. That'll be her first personal team foul number 2. Back to the free throw line is Cammie Dollinghouse. She is 1-for-1. Second free throw attempt of the night is off the right side, no good. And David Gibbs back in the game for Centralia. Comes in for Isabel Haverkamp. One more try with 1:45 to go in the third quarter. That one's on the way. That one is no good as well. Loose in the far side corner. Picked up by Tori Kuckelman. Now led to Owen Dieters. So Sudbeck had a hand on it for a moment. Couldn't haul it in, though. Kramer shakes the defender, but puts up a tough shot from almost behind the backboard. It's no good. Rebound Nemaha Central. 1:30 to go. Drive. Far side Dollinghouse. Bad passes. Bad shots as well. That foul on Dieters on the floor is a team foul number 3 in her second personal. And she will come to the bench Hayden Kramer checks back in for Centralia. Has a lob pass to Sudbeck, near side elbow. Gives it to Hallie Holthouse. From the top of the key, pass near side to Honeyman. Takes a pass near side, goes to the far side, back to Holthouse. 1:08 to go. Back to Honeyman. Goes to the near side. For Dollinghouse, defended well by Kramer. High post catch, now retreating out to the perimeter is Sudbeck. And Honeyman tries a three far side wing, and that misses everything. Goes out of bounds with 55.5 seconds left. Both teams forcing up some really tough shots right now as Dieter is coming back into the game in for Tatum Kramer. Three fouls apiece here in this third quarter. Those being the team foul totals. Dieter is telling for Hayden Kramer to clear out to the corner. Now to clear out entirely. She dribbles to the corner. Gives it up to Kuckelman from the top of the key. Hands it off. Thompson with a drive. She has stripped away. And going back the other way. Falling out. Cross-court pass near side to Honeyman. The junior gives it up. Far side, that almost thrown away by Kramer. Now. Emma Herman, she picks up her first personal, team foul number 4, with 13.5 seconds left. And correction, that's actually her second personal. First free throw for Dieters. That one is no good. She's now 1-for-6 from the free throw line here tonight. I'm telling you, she was a great free throw shooter a year ago, but off to a rough start this season. That one is good. Love to see that for Centralia. And it is now 32-25 with 13.5 seconds left. Timeout will be for 30 seconds. I think that's 60 seconds in length, but we will take just a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
32-25, our score with 13.5 seconds left. Omaha Central leading with the basketball here in the inbounds, going against Centralia's press. Inbounds to Dollinghouse, and she's fouled immediately by Hayden Kramer. Not a good foul there by Centralia. That's the fourth team foul. And head coach Justin Thompson letting her know to play aggressive, but not to foul. Here's the inbound to Dollinghouse. We'll try it again with 10 seconds. Cross half court to Holthouse. Honeyman to Dollinghouse. 5 seconds. It will serve a right crossover. 3 seconds. Step back three pointer. Deflected. To 25. Just 6 points in that quarter for Omaha Central. Set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HeinenTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Omaha Central leads Centralia on the road 32-25 as we enter the final frame here in Centralia. Joe Slubby back with you, and it will be Omaha Central basketball. And we're back underway. This is Dollinghouse with it to start things out to the far side wing to Callie Honeyman. Looking for the post. Nothing there, so she kicks it out to Emma Hermich. Back inside again, and she's fouled. And Isabel Haverkamp with her hands straight up saying, oh, with me. And they're going to give it to Owen Dieters, and that's going to be her third personal foul. Still one foul to give technically, but you would love to not do that. And that's the first foul of this quarter. Nice cut inside. More rotation by Centrip. And that foul will go. And it's 34-25. So Honeyman trying to complete the and one here. She has 12 points now after that make. And for Centralia, it's Owen Dieters who leads team in scoring with 12. That one is good. Now she leads all scorers with 13. 35-25, 7:40 to go. Omaha Central was outscored in that last quarter, 9-6. Head fake by Dieters from the far side of wing, puts on the floor, and now gives it up. Top of the key to Isabel Haverkamp. Pass fake to Kuckelman from inside. Now she kicks it out to Kramer. Still drive left side. Kick it out. Kuckelman. Thought about the three. Now hands it back to Kramer. Just to the left of the top of the key. Now gives Dieters from the top of the key. Defended well by Dollinghouse. Dribbles to her right. Steps back to the only line. Calling for it. Near side corner is Kuckelman. Nice close out near side by Emma Hermich. And she has it taken away by Hermich. Honeyman. And they'll go out of bounds. They'll stay with the Thunder. Hayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs checking in for the Panthers. Exiting will be Tori Kuckelman and Isabel Haverkamp. 7:04 left to go in the ballgame. 35-25, Omaha Central leading at Centralia. Catch by Garrity. Top of the key catch. Mackey pass deflected by Dieters and stolen away. Well done to get that ball out of the hands of the sophomore as a pass down. Inbound for Dieters is a lob to Kramer. And hand off to Dieters. Far side wing, pass fake mill, drives right side. Into the corner, kicks it out. Kramer will try a three, and she got hit after, as that one's off the mark. No foul call. Rebound. Mackey defended by Dieters heavily. Now she'll give it up, and a whistle on the timeout called by Haddon Hilgen. And that will be a full timeout. Yeah, two timeouts remaining. My tally is correct. Let's take a break for 30 seconds as our score is 35-25, Omaha Central with the lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Omaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Centralia. Got a scoring update for you. Brought to you by Holdouts Auto House in Fairview. Rossville, how about this score? Leading Atchison 62-17. Elsewhere in the TVL, Valley Heights is trailing Riley County 25-19. A tough test for Jordan Brockstrom's group. See if I got anything else for you before we get this one back underway. Our score is 35-25. Omaha Central leading Centralia here in Centralia. And that is all I got for you right now. Back in this one, Omaha Central with the basketball. Called a 60-second timeout. Kelly Honeyman, cast by post, finds Reagan Garrity, and she traveled with it. Good defense by Centralia. About two or three girls around Garrity at the high post, right in the middle. And forcing the turnover with 6:20 to go in the ballgame. Centralia needs some baskets and fast. Their deficit was cut down to as little as 4 at one point. It was 28-24. Since then, they've gone on a 7-1 run. Pass down low to a cutting court. Thompson, she's blocked by Garrity. Gets her a second shot. couple of blocks. Peters will inbound it underneath the basket, far side to Kramer. Hand it off to Dieters in the corner, far side. So try a three contested by Dollinghouse. That's no good. Long rebound with a three-point mark. And rebound by Holdhouse. Pass up ahead. Dollinghouse defended well by Dieters. She goes by her, though, from the front side. Keelan Rempe checking in for Centralia. And she will check in for Cora Thompson. Also, it'll be Josie Haberkamp checking in for Hayden Kramer. Cammy Dollinghouse, the inbounder, lobs it in to Garrity. Pass fake. Now, just to the right. The team in scoring and assists as well as being a first-team All-State selection. Bounce pass to Tava Gibbs from the top of the key. Gets a screen by Josie Haberkamp. Goes to her left, stops, fires away a three. No good. Offensive rebound by Josie Haberkamp underneath the basket. Dribbles out of the perimeter near side corner. Cross-court pass, Kramer to the far side for Rempe. Thought about the three. Nice closeout by Hallie Holdhouse. Peters bumped from behind. Nothing called. She got shoved by Holdhouse, but lost out of bounds. That should be Nemaha Central basketball. No foul was called, but they say that it's Centralia basketball. Inbound, far side corner. Rempe steps from beyond the perimeter, gives it up. And Josie Haberkamp will hand it off to Dieters from the far side wing, and she'll retreat. To Rempe, just to the left of the top of the key. Now to Kramer, drives baseline. Goes middle now, in the paint, middle, and shot from 8 feet. It's no good, but she's fouled. And she'll get a couple of free throws. First foul against Nemaha Central here in this fourth quarter. That one's going to go against Callie Honeyman. That is her third. And two free throws are going to come up here for Tatum Kramer. First one on the way is no good. Again, free throws have been an issue for Centralia. Four makes out of 13 attempts. And if you make all your free throws, it's a tied ball game. Second free throw on the way, and that one is no good as well. Loose picked up by Honeyman. She is now 1-for-4 from free throw land. Honeyman, outlet pass far side to Holdhouse, brings up with 4.5 to go. Defended heavily by Dieters and Gibbs, and Dieters rips it away from Allie Holdhouse. She'll drive baseline far side. He's And that one will go against Cammy Dollinghouse, and that is going to be her third personal. That was on the floor. Tori Kuckelman, Hayden Kramer checking in for Tatum Kramer and Josie Haberkamp. Inbound for Dieters. Underneath the basket, far side. Inbound to Kuckelman, far side wing, wide open, three ball on the way, and the closeout is no good, but an outlet pass. Keep the Centralia possession alive, but it's a turnover to the Thunder. 4:19 now left to go in the ballgame. Only 3 points have been scored in this entire quarter. That was a field goal make and a free throw by Callie Honeyman on an and one. Here's a pass down low by Free throws by Tori Kuckelman. Pack, now be her first personal, team foul number three. Cammy Dollinghouse is 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Nemaha Central has not shot the free throw ball very well tonight either, as that one is good. They are just 3-for-8 as well. Here is the ninth free throw attempt of the game for Nemaha Central. It is pure. A couple of free throws for Cammy Dollinghouse. And a whistle, and a timeout is called by head coach Dustin Thompson. It'll be a full timeout. 37-25 with 4:11 left to go. Nemaha Central with a nice 12-point lead. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
KMZA.
37-25, Yamaha Central lead in Centralia. 4:11 remaining here in the ballgame. Now, I mentioned earlier sub-state assignments. Centralia will be playing in Donovan West after the inverse was the championship game here in Centralia, with Donovan West coming out on top and ending up winning it all. That will be on February 22nd, 23rd, 29th. And then March 1st and 2nd. As for Yamaha Central, they will be competing at Royal Valley. Here we go back in this one. 4:05 to go. Centralia with the ball down by 12. Lights locked. She had an in one early. She has scored a field goal in all quarters except for the third. As that foul will be the fourth against Callie Honeyman. That is big. She is leading the team in scoring and has the only field goal of this fourth quarter. 13 points for Callie Honeyman. Here is the free throw attempt by Gibbs. After three dribbles, fires it, and that one is good. And do we have a lane violation, or what do we have here? Officials blew the whistle. 37-28 is our score here. Still waiting on, not quite sure what this would be. Now it looks like we're going to get some clarification here. I think it's maybe, we have a correction on the foul in terms of who it was on, apparently. Oh, that's big. They're going to say that was actually on Anna Hermish instead, and that's only her first foul. So Callie Honeyman now just has three personal fouls. That is big-time break for the Thunder. So the free throw does count. It's still 37-28, and it's going to be Thunder basketball. And Centralia is going to go ahead and decide to press after the stoppage of play. Be a man-to-man press. Dollinghouse catches the inbound, brings it up against Kramer, and that'll be a little bit of a bump. And Tatum Kramer picks up her second personal, team foul number four. So double bonus the rest of the way for Yamaha Central. Inbound. In a big mistake there for Centralia, as an opportunity presented itself. You know, when Dieters checks in for Tori Kuckelman. 3:54 left to go. Inbound will be for Yamaha Central underneath their own basket. I guess underneath the Centralia basket. Dollinghouse will get it into Honeyman to cut across the paint. She's fouled going up. That's against Tava Gibbs. And that will be the fifth foul. And Gibbs commits her first personal. 3:53 left to go. Again, we're in the fourth quarter. It's 37-28, Yamaha Central. A couple of free throws coming up for Callie Honeyman, who is 1-for-1 from the free throw line, and now 1-for-2 as she misses that one. At 8 points in the first half, 5 more here in the second half to lead all scorers. Just one free throw make for both teams. Gibbs has one. Honeyman has one. Both were on in-ones as well. That one is no good as well. Rebound by Gibbs for Centralia. Outlet pass up ahead from Kramer to the near side to Kuckelman in the corner. Gibbs, on the top of the key, is going to fire a three off. Dollinghouse across half court for Yamaha Central to the far side wing. Now with it is Honeyman. High post catch. Garrity with a handoff to Hallie Holdhouse, who retreats to the near side corner. Honeyman now going outside post catch. Garrity turns and squares. Now back to the basket. Gets it back out to Hermish. Near side catch. Bellinghouse gives it to cutting Hermish in the lane. Layup. No good. Anna Hermish after the miss. The senior wisely kicking it out after not having a chance to get back to the basket. Honeyman after the handoff from Garrity. Pass the first. And now Emma Hermish, the freshman, will check in. Come in for her sister. 2:52 now left to go in the fourth quarter. Still 37-28. Low-scoring second half. Peters goes to the far side wing, gives it up to Gibbs in the far side corner. Ball above her head, gives it to a cutting Kramer underneath the back. Apparently they have the advantage. Hard to tell what was going on at the bottom of that pile. Ball is being hidden by a couple of bodies. Unless Australia gets a timeout, it'll be a 30-second timeout. So we'll go ahead and keep it here. So didn't really get a chance to talk about the details of the sub-state. So for that 3A sub-state in Royal Valley, the teams that'll be there. Oh, so I guess my bad. I actually misspoke there. So Nemaha Central is actually going to be playing at Riley County. They will be going against Marysville, Beloit, Minneapolis, Rossville, Silver Lake, and St. Mary's. So not Royal Valley for Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central will actually be going to Riley County. As for Centralia, they will be with Donovan West, Northern Heights, Burlingame, Bishop Seabury, Onega, and Troy. All right, we're back underway here in this one. 2:33 left to go. Centralia down 37-28 with the basketball. Kramer, far side wing with it, dribbling. Gives up a dribble, lob to Dieters. Far side short corner, spins to the block, shot up, and caught him. Repossession lead. Dollinghouse with the basketball, top of the key. Now far side. As Garrity slips underneath a couple of Panthers in a nice pass, gave her an opportunity. First free throw on the way is no good. Once again, free throws have been plaguing both of these two teams. Garrity is now 0-for-3 from the charity stripe. As a team, they are a collective 4-for-12, as that one is good. I think that's 5-for-13 after that make. Gino has 3 points on the day. It's 38-30 with .30 left to go. Jump stop, shut up, off the glass. No good by Dieters, and a bad one for... And they're going to get Garrity with a personal here. I don't know about that call. It looks like a pretty clean box out, but they just happened to fall to the floor. But instead, they give the personal foul to Garrity. That is her second, team's fourth. I don't think it's really a consequential foul. It'll be a full timeout for Centralia. It'll be their last 60-second timeout. They have a couple of 30-second timeouts after this. With about 26 left to go, we end our score. It's 38 for Nemaha Central and 30 for Centralia. Let's step aside for just 30 seconds. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Our score, 38-30 in favor of Nemaha Central. Centralia with the basketball, about 26 left in this contest. Dieters the inbound. Gives it up to Core Thompson. Gives it right back to Dieters. Got about the three. Now she'll drive middle. And still dribbling to the far side block, and she is fouled, and she gets two free throws. I believe Dollinghouse got her on the arm. And it will actually be Callie Honeyman. That will be her fourth after we thought that she had her fourth earlier. It was given to Anna Hermish, and the first free throw is no good again. Owen Dieters is now 2-for-8 from the free throw line. Couple substitutions. Ava Gibbs checking in. And Keelan Rempe in as well. Second one. That one is no good. Off the right side. Now 2-for-9. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound. And that one will go against Rempe. That'll be her first. As mentioned, they are already in the double bonus. They have been for a little while now. 1:15 left to play. Just a reminder, we will have the boys' game coming up next. Got interviews with both of the coaches for that one. That one misses iron off the right side of the backboard and no good, having a laugh about it. Feel comfortable up by 8 to share a laugh about that one. Second one on the way by Holdhouse. That one is good. 1-for-2 for Hallie Holdhouse from the free throw line. That is her first point of this contest. And now 1:11 left, drive Dieters, kicks it to Tava Gibbs, mid-range jumper, that one no good from 12, and rebound underneath the basket by Callie Honeyman, outlet pass deflected, and score! Looking to put the jump. Make that number. It'll be half-court inbound on the far side for Nemaha Central. And a timeout will be called by Nemaha Central. That will be their last full timeout. Let's take it with them. Set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
36.9 seconds left. Nemaha Central leads 39-30. Inbound deflected by Dieters, but finds the hands of the Thunder. And now they will go ahead and foul. Emma Hermish will be shooting some free throws with 32.1 seconds left. And Owen Dieters has picked up her fourth personal foul. Dieters with 14 points on the evening, but 2-for-9 from the free throw line, and not the only ones struggling from the charity stripe. Tatum Kramer also 1-for-4. And for Nemaha Central, they also have struggled from the free throw line. That one is no good from Emma Hermisch. Her first free throw attempt of the ball game. Brayden Garrity, 1-for-4. Callie Heineman, 1-for-3. It's just been a rough night from the free throw line for everyone here, and that's kind of just something that you would maybe expect at the beginning of the season. That one is no good as well. Rebound, Owen Dieters. Three-possession game. Dieters, wide open three for Tori Kuckelman. That one is pure. And now it's a three-point game. As Kuckelman now has 6 points, her second three-point make of the ball game. A timeout is called with 22.7 seconds left. And this will be a full timeout. So that is their third 60-second timeout. I thought they only got two, but I guess they get three. So we'll go step aside once again for 60 seconds here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Omaha Central up 39-33, 16 seconds and counting. Is the outlet pass to Hermisch, and pass down low to Garrity, and she's fouled. And a foul against Tatum Kramer will be her third, and free throw's coming up for Reagan Garrity of Omaha Central. Three-pointer by Tori Kuckelman before the break makes it a six-point contest. And Kuckelman not in the game, coming out of the break, and now she will try to substitute in after this first free throw. First free throw is good. He's now 2-for-5 from the free throw line. 4 points for the junior forward. David Gibbs will exit. Kuckelman coming in, and Keelan Rempe now checking in for Cora Thompson. One more try. Up 40-33 with 12.7 seconds left. That one's no good. Rebound, Owen Dieters with 10 seconds. Got to work quickly. Passing to Kramer, needing to shoot it. Now 6 seconds left. Still not shooting it. Passing it. Now 3 seconds. Fires away at 3 is Rempe. That one's no good. And that is the end of the ballgame. Omaha Central wins it 40-33. Not a pretty ball game, but gets the job done. And the
over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaw Central Girls defeat Centralia on the road. Final score 40-33. Kind of recapping how this one all transpired. Starting off in the first quarter, it was closed for the majority of the first quarter. Centralia led 4-2, but then an 8-0 run made it 10-4. And after that, Centralia was never able to pull back within one possession for the rest of the entire game. And that was thanks to some great man-to-man defense by Nemaw Central. Nemaw Central led 15-9 after the first quarter, after getting 5 points from Dollinghouse, 4 from Honeyman, and 4 from Sudbeck in that first quarter. In the second quarter, Honeyman added 4 more. In the fourth quarter, so Centralia did have a score.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio.